any money to speak of in 18 months, and it's time. Last year was the only year in 26 years that we did not give scholarships to four key clubbers. And a little embarrassing, but that's part of the COVID world we live in. So we're scheduling a 9-hole golf tournament. It's a 2-man scramble. It starts at 3 o'clock at Lake Forest, and that's on August 26th. We set it at 3 o'clock because most people can be available at 3, and it's a quick 9 holes. It's competition, but friendly competition. And all we're trying to do is raise a little bit of awareness of Qantas and raise money for our scholarship programs and some of the other things that we do at the Qantas Daphne Spanish Ford. Is we support Ruff Wilson Youth Club, we support the Exceptional Foundation, and we have been in the news a great deal recently about the Boundless Playground in Daphne. We're very proud of that. So we're looking for 40 players. We're looking for sponsors, and one player is $70. We got sponsors at $150, $250, and up to $1,000. It's kind of the way most of them are run, but the two-man scramble is a little different in today's venues. I did that on purpose. Everybody can find one person, but you may not be able to find three people. But it's a fun deal. It's short, and it's a shotgun at Lake Forest at 3 o'clock on August 26th, 3 o'clock.
Okay, so let's start off with a two-man scramble. Instead of having to build a foursome, you only just need to find one buddy. Like, hey, come on out with me. And
that's right. Both of you tee off. You pick the best ball. Both of you hit the second ball. Pick the best ball. Both of you hit the third ball.
Okay.
And you keep your score, and your handicap is involved, and prizes are minimum, but they're prizes, and
okay.
And it's mainly pride, but we're looking for 40 players. We when we get to 40, we're cutting it off.
Okay, so that it won't get too crowded and take up too much time.
It won't take so much time, and okay. That's the big thing. Nobody likes to wait on the golf course.
Right.
So we got this going, and if you have any interest. Or want more information, you can call Chase Smith at 270-9436, 270-9436. Or the P.O. Box is P.O. Box 100, Daphne, Alabama, and that's Qantas Club of Daphne and Spanish Fort. It's been in existence for a little bit over 26 years. I'm the... proud to say I'm the only charter member left. Everybody else has either died or left. So that's what COVID would do to you.
Unfortunately, yeah.
But this is a easy format for, and as I told some of the younger members of our club that doesn't play golf, I said, well, you know a whole lot of people, so just ask them, and they can always find one extra person to play with them, even if it might even be their wife. So we look forward to have a diverse crowd. We have a lot of ladies that are very interested, which always brings more men if you have more ladies.
Sure, so, sure. Well, that's a universal. So
that's a universal, yeah, okay. That's right. Even in Daphne and Spanish Fort. Anyway, give us a call. Come and enjoy yourself. Sign up. Send your checks to P.O. Box 100, Daphne, Alabama, made out to Qantas Club of Daphne Spanish Fort. First 40 will be accepted. And I really appreciate the time.
Okay. Have you got a phone number that they can reach you at?
Yes. It's 270-9436. Chase Schmidt.
Okay. 270-9436. 36.
Yes, sir.
Well, while I've got you here, go ahead and tell us a little bit more about the tournament. What is a shotgun start? Because, I mean, I don't know a lot about golf. About 20 years ago, I took it up for about 6 months, and I got progressively worse as time went on. And my last swing, I still remember the last swing that I made, because I teed up the ball, I drove, you know, I had a nice swing, and the tee went about 70 yards down the fairway, and the ball went plop and stayed right there where it was in front of me. And I said, okay, that's it. I can't do that again. So, and a buddy of mine told me that the reason I wasn't having any fun was because I didn't have any buddies. It's really an excuse to go out, walk around, and drink beer for a couple of hours. And so
shotgun start is you have four people starting on number one, four people starting on number two, all simultaneous, and so everybody tees off at 3 o'clock. So everybody goes around and plays 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or the people that start on 8, the second hole is number 9. Then they go to 1 and go around.
So all the holes,
everybody starts at the same time and they finish almost at the same time.
Okay.
And it should be a 2-hour event. That's the reason why we set it at 3 o'clock. Most people can get off around that time for one day, and it's fairly inexpensive. It's $70 a person. There are combinations of hole sponsors and title sponsors and everything else, but that goes all the way from $70 to $1,000.
So okay, so if somebody wants to sponsor, say, the 18th hole and put their signs up for their business up right there at number 18, they can do that kind
yes,
of thing?
Yes, definitely. A hole sponsor is $250. And with that hole sponsor, you get one team, which is two players. And so you get a hole sponsor plus two players.
Okay.
And so you get you get a little bit of notoriety and a little advertisement. And for $250, you play nine holes and drink a couple beers and go home.
Okay. That sounds good. Well, now tell us also, what is Kiwanis Club doing in the community now?
Well,
now, I know over the years it's been a lot. I mean, you guys are all over the place.
Well, Kiwanis is about children mm-hmm. all over the world, but the focus currently has been Ralph Wilson Youth Club, which incidentally has stayed open every day since COVID and has no COVID history at all. The Boundless Playground that is opening within a month in Daphne, that's been publicized in television and radio for over a month. Big project, over roughly $500,000, the Enrichment Foundation has been one of our pet projects for years. We also sponsor four key clubs, one at Daphne High School, Spanish Fort High School, Bayside High School, and St. Michael's. All of these children, is more than 100 children in high school, are out trying to find things to do in the community to make things better, and we sponsor them and foster them. It's a rewarding task, and it's great to see somebody that was in the Key Club come back 4 or 5 years later and show up at a meeting and want to be a member of our Kiwanis Club. That's a full circle, and it's wonderful. It really is.
Yeah. So it's not just helping kids; it's mentoring them and helping them to become, you know, better citizens, better leaders.
That's right. That's
okay.
Right.
Okay. So again, that the 9-hole golf tournament that's coming up is
August 26th, 3 o'clock, Lake Forest.
Okay, and that's not this coming. That's 2 weeks from today.
That's right.
2 weeks from today. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Tom. Is there anything else you wanted to bring up?
I'm good. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you so much. Tom Lott from the Daphne Spanish Fork Kiwanis Club, talking about the 9-hole golf tournament that's coming up 2 weeks from today. If you'd like to get involved, whether forming a team to just come out and play, or if you'd like to sponsor, you can call 270-9436. That's 270-9436. Great way to help kids and your community out. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
All right. 1480 WABF.